Live in studio this morning, Star Valley High School senior Hobby Wetzel on the air today. Hobby, good morning. How are you this morning, man?
Good. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Appreciate you swinging by the studio today. I think I make this joke every time you or one of your running teammates come in, but it's, what is it? April 18th. It's 20-something degrees outside. We just got 2 inches of snow. No school today, and people are running by the studio this morning, and it's like, come on, you guys, you runner types, it's a different breed. It's obviously a passion for you, right? So,
oh, for sure. Through rain and snow, we're always training.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations, first off, out of the gate, making a commitment recently to go run for the Wyoming Cowboys. Tell us about that decision process and why you landed on UW.
So, I originally took a visit there right after state. And I really like their facilities and like their coach, their team culture. And I took another visit down to Weber as well. Also, like their, I really like their coach. I didn't really like their facilities as much. I like their team atmosphere. And I like the area of where they were at. And I talked to other coaches as well. Another school gave me an offer. But it was just... Asafa's my brother. Asafa also went down to Wyoming, kind of wanted to represent Wyoming, and I really liked Coach Dahlberg at Wyoming, kind of wanted to see what I could do there. So that's kind of the decision making I was thinking when I chose Wyoming.
Very finally. Cool. I was going to ask what I'm sure Asafa had his opinion, right? And so he's probably,
oh, for sure.
But you mentioned going to Weber State. Of course, Star Valley's Peter Visser was there. He was a teammate with Asafa. Were they kind of competing with each other to try and land you? Was there any of that going on between Peter and Asafa?
Asafa was definitely influenced my decision to go to Wyoming. He bragged it up a lot. Peter was trying to get me to go on the visit. We had a good connection there. Even Wesley too, he was trying to get me to go there. There wasn't really a rivalry, but they were definitely trying me to go one lean one way.
Absolutely. Well, again, congratulations. You mentioned you just like the culture of the program at Wyoming and the facilities and the coaching staff. How does it compare? I mean, you've got a taste of collegiate running already through your brother and some other influences that you mentioned. So how does that compare with what Ty Drinney has built at Star Valley High School? Because he's got a pretty good thing going here too that you've been a part of.
Oh, he's got a great thing going here. He's got so many fast runners. Obviously, he's a great coach because look at all the guys that are competing collegiately, becoming All-Americans. Multiple All-Americans, and Ty Drinney doesn't have the same amount of resources as college. There's so many resources. They get to go everywhere around the world. They get to fly everywhere, and they get these big meets. All the meets are big meets, so it's a whole different field from college to high school. But Coach Drinney's prepared me so well to do well in college. Once I get in college and we get that higher training load, higher miles, I'll be set up to get some really fast times, perform well. And hopefully, I'll be redshirting my first year, so I'll get acquainted to the college life. And then once I get acquainted, then that next year, the times will fall, and hopefully I'll be doing good. We'll make it to the big meets, the national meets, and see how I can do on that stage.
So that's already been decided then. The plan is to have you redshirt as a freshman then, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, just to get acquainted to the sure. like the college environment, get me prepared. And it is a big transition. The training load's a lot higher. We'll be putting in a lot more miles per week. The training, like the workouts are a lot harder. But that's just what college life is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So before that all happens, of course, you got to finish out your senior year at Star Valley High School and have a strong finish with Coach Drinney in this program. You guys are off to Rigby to run some more in the snow today. Maybe a little wind out in eastern Idaho, right? So what are you hoping to accomplish between now and state track, obviously, to cap off an incredible career at high school that you've had?
Yeah, obviously... I want to run good times, but I think I'm trying to focus on making memories with my teammates a little bit more because this is my senior year. I'm not really going to remember the times that I ran or anything, but I'll remember the memories I made with my teammates. So I'm just focusing on hanging out with my teammates, being there for my teammates, supporting my teammates, running well with my teammates. So I just want to leave a good mark behind for like the future generations of Star Valley. And, you know, the times will fall. I've been training, so we'll see what the next few races hold.
Absolutely. Well, and you talk about the program as a whole and trying to leave it for the next generation. It wasn't that long ago that you were the up-and-comer, right? Hobby was the freshman, and we were looking at these times and think, man, this kid's fast too, just like some of the rest of them. But now you're on your way out. What advice would you have to give to kind of that next generation, maybe those freshmen and sophomores that are ready to take over in the coming seasons?
My main point of advice would be to trust the process, trust what Ty Draney is setting him forth for you. Do those workouts, do all the runs, especially your summer runs. It's super hard to get those summer runs in, but remember to get those summer runs in. Trust the process and the times will fall. Ty Draney's a great coach, been proven. He's got really fast guys, so just trust what he does. And that's all.
Very cool. So, of course, you're going to go be a student athlete. So we always like to ask the question on the athletic or academic side of things. Do you have plans for what you'd like to study at Wyoming, or is that going to develop over time?
Yeah, I've already taken some college classes through dual enrollment at my high school. So I'll be like academically a sophomore. So I kind of need to make my decision on where I want to go for the future for a career. And I've been thinking engineering. Right now, I'm thinking mechanical engineering, but that might change as time passes.
What do you like about mechanical engineering, at least at this point?
The math. I am a math guy. My dad's Mr. Wetzel.
Uh-huh.
You guys might know him. He's a math teacher. So I love math. I just like creating things. And I took a engineering class through my high school. Mr. Balls is a teacher. And I really liked it. Liked creating things, the 3D printing, all of it. So that's why I chose the engineering field.
Awesome. I always ask what's going to happen between graduation and when you go to college, kind of over those summer months. And I hope it's okay if I bring this up. You and I were talking about over the air. You have a pretty cool opportunity for you over the summer. Maybe tell our listeners a little about what actually is going to happen before you got to Laramie.
Yeah, so me and my brother, we are originally from Ethiopia. So we're planning on doing a trip down to Ethiopia. If everything goes down as planned, it'll be the end of June. And we're trying to meet some of our family down there and maybe put like a well project, get some water to my previous village that I came from.
That's got to be pretty exciting, right? I mean, of all the things you're probably looking forward to at this point in your life, that's got to be one of the very top, right?
Yeah. It's kind of going back to my roots and giving back to where I came from and seeing like my previous culture, and it'll be really a really cool experience.
Hobby Wetzel in studio this morning for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this fall. He'll be running for the Wyoming Cowboys collegiately and hoping for another strong finish of his incredible high school career. You think about the things you've been able to accomplish as a high school runner, Hobby. Most people would be happy to have one of those. And you've got, I mean, all the state titles and the individuals and all the elite races you've ran across the country at different places. How does it, have you had a chance to reflect on that very much and just think, man, this has been a wild ride? Have you had much time for that?
Not really. It's been one meet after the other. I went to New York a couple weeks ago and then Arcadia, and we're going to Idaho for Rigby this week. It's been a really bumpy ride, but I really enjoy it. And in the future, when I look back on it, I'll remember all the memories I made with my teammates and all the memories in the places that I went to. So it'll be really cool to look back on that in the future. But right now I'm just focusing on getting to the next meet, performing, and getting to state and performing well for my team. Hopefully we'll have a chance at getting podiumed in a team standpoint, but we'll see.
Yeah. What keeps you motivated to keep putting in the miles day after day after day and just the habits of a successful runner? What keeps that grind motivated for you?
I think it's just the runner's high. It's really rewarding to run. I don't know what I would do without it. When I take my two-week break after each season, I get really bored, and I always realize how much I love running. And getting those times and getting that those good experiences with racing, getting a good place, is super rewarding. And all the work that I put into it, it feels really good to have those good places, those good races, and those good times.
Absolutely. Well, Hobby, again, congratulations to you. Appreciate you coming in studio today, and wish you the very best. Good luck this weekend.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
That's Hobby Wetzel this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday with the SBI Radio Network.